thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a great intro.
Oh, thank you for coming. It's my pleasure to have you. Now,
no problem.
What does lost signify exactly?
Well, my work centers around themes that explore man's relationship with the natural world. And this new work, Lost, is an extension of that. So the title Lost sort of references, it, maybe on the surface, Alice in Wonderland, but it also represents Lost because all the species that are represented, the botanical species that are represented in this work, are either endangered or extinct. So why I mentioned Alice in Wonderland as well is because these botanical pieces are ginormous. They're enlarged and they're illuminated, so anybody who visits this installation work will enter and possibly feel like Alice herself being lost in her giant garden.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. So how are you feeling about the fact that this is going to be your largest creation, I mean, so far? How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I started art school and I majored in painting, and I always did very large paintings, and my work just keeps on getting bigger. So it almost seems like an ailment I have. But the wonderful thing about installation artwork is that your work takes on the surrounding space as well. So whether it be a town, whether it be a park, whether it be a beach, like in this case at Beyond the Sands, you know, that the actual environment is part of the art space as well. So, you know, God knows how big I'll get next time.
Awesome. So how did the public art installation industry on the whole fare during COVID? Is this your first art installation during the pandemic?
Well, I was, I had a number of exhibitions all lined up pre-COVID, so all lined up to exhibit throughout 2020. And then when COVID hit, just one by one, they were either postponed or just cancelled. So that rendered 2020 for me in a quite a sort of scary position. But there was a lot of hope as well and a lot of optimism. And so I just, like many other people, used that time wisely and sort of restructured and reframed and retrained myself and got creative. And then slowly by slowly, areas started to open up. Like initially it was China, and then Thailand, and now Australia. And there's also areas like the US even. They're dying to open up. And so they're even proposing having exhibits of mine where people won't walk around, but they actually drive around the pieces. So it's been an indication of how people really enjoy these kind of exhibits to get together and connect. And people are really keen for that to start happening again.
Yeah, absolutely. So how distinct is the impact of such large installations when compared to other fine arts?
How distinct are large installations as compared to other fine art?
Yeah, I mean, like in the sense of like, how do I explain it? Like with these large installations, they're kind of put in, like for example, with public installations, they're put in certain places sometimes where you would not expect them to be. In comparison with other fine arts, you know, where you'd see them in galleries, you'd see them just in like kind of their own chosen exhibition spot. So what would you say would be like a kind of the big distinction in terms of the impact between these two?
Well, I've had experience in both. After graduating from art school at Sydney College of the Arts in 1991, I pursued a career in fine art. So I started in painting and sculpture and exhibiting in inverted commas white cube galleries. And it was only just on a whim almost that I tried out installation work. That was in 2014 at the Vivid Festival. And ever since I did that, I haven't picked up a paintbrush since. So I've just, since 2014, I've just been purely doing installation work. so I find the difference is that with public artwork, it's fun in lots of ways, but it's fun because what you're playing with is people's usual spaces. You know, they might walk through an environment to go to work every day or have lunch every day, and all of a sudden they have giant flowers or giant glowing rabbits in it. So it helps them sort of rethink that space and to re-experience it in a different way, into almost a fantasy world. So to me, that's incredibly fun. And even, say, with my work, as I've experienced, you know, a lot of people who, you know, experience my work might not even know what they're looking at is called art, because, and I love that about it too. And I think, regrettably, the art world can have almost a sort of us and them, aloof connotation, and so a lot of it doesn't connect with a lot of people. So I'm enjoying doing installation work in the public realm for that reason as well.
Yeah, amazing. So certainly last but absolutely not least, it's plug time. Where can we see it? How can people get into it? Yeah, tell us all about how people can get involved in Lost.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, the event's called Beyond the Sand. It used to be called Sand Safari, and it's on the Gold Coast along the Surface Paradise Esplanade. And it's open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. During the daylight hours, you can see it in all of its sort of daytime color glory. But then as the sun goes down and it hits nighttime, the giant flowers will start to glow. Yeah, so, and the dates are from the 13th to the 21st of March. So come on down and experience it. We'd love to see you there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Amanda.
No problem. Thanks so much for your time.
My
appreciate it.
Pleasure.